on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
what I used to be.
Oh,
Denver Wright, the collective, Tony Terry.
I've got God on my side, and I
my mind. Waiting on God to blow 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 my mind. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I.
Look at somebody else, everybody, you say. that building, building.
Please let me live on. You let me live on. Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind still living. Lord, I
thank you.
Is there anybody? Is there anybody?
was created for his purpose and only him. I was born to praise him in everything. He formed me out of my mother's womb to bring him glory in everything I do. I'm making praise. Then I'm going to shine. Then I'm making glorious. Let everything that has well praise the Lord. From the tree to the rock, the sea down below, bless his holy name all over this world, and make it pray, glorious, I'll make it pray.
Done. said I came to have some church tonight. Wave at me if you came to have some church tonight. Hallelujah! Only God can do it. Now, after that, he already done it. It's already done. It's already done.
Sad to think about the conditions of the world today. Children taking guns to school, killing each other. Lord have mercy. Every time I think about it, I just can't help myself. I can't help but to cry. Children killing parents. No respect for each other or anybody else. It makes me sad to think anybody could ever have thought taking prayer out of school was a good thing to do. Every time I think about it, it brings sadness to my heart. It makes me tell people everywhere I go. That's all you gotta do.
Watch while you pray.
It's not like it used to be, when you could leave your doors open, you
just go to sleep. Now you have to lock your doors and make sure every window is shut tight. Lord have mercy. It's a shame when you go by the church and see the bars on the church windows trying to keep the thieves out. You just can't get in your car and drive anymore. Somebody might carjack you. It makes me sad to think about it. And that's why I want you to remember.
Wherever you go,
watch. Alcohol, AIDS, war and rumors of war. It makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world. The Bible is being fulfilled every day. Sign of the judgment everywhere. The whole world is in a terrible condition. People refuse to pray. But I'm begging with tears in my eyes. And I want you to do this for me, America. Please do this for me. Wherever you go, what's wrong with the world today? Undoubtedly the world is green, but the world is watching.
Watch while you pray.
New York, Pennsylvania.
Watch while you pray.
Washington, D.C.
Watch while you pray.
Undoubtedly they were praying. My Bible tells me to watch.
Watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Please watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Oh, it makes me sad to think.
Watch while you pray.
People in this world today I forgot about who was in charge.
Watch while you pray.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
Joy that There is a place for me. There is a When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and
who do I think I am? I just might wave my hand. I just might scream out loud. So much to be proud about. I'm glad you call me now. I'm justified and I'm qualified and I'm glorified. Still don't know why you paid the price, but I love you for the rest of my life.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all
he's
done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all
he's
done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
For me, Jesus. When they thought I was gone, you brought me back home. Now I'm running for Jesus. Can't hold me down. I got power now. I got a whole gang of angels around me now. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Oh Lord, you keep blessing me.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all he's done for me.
I can't let nobody.
You'll never fail. Yeah, my daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Coliseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings coming then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock into engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the failure phase, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
I pulled in the night. I was feeling about a half past dead. I just needed some place where I could lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where I can find a bed? He just grinned. Shook my hand, no, it's a holy thing.
Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny,
and put the load,
put
right,
the
on
load right on me.
I picked up my bag and went looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side, and I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend here can stick around.
Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free.
Put the load right,
put the
on,
load
me.
Right on me.
Go down with Moses. There ain't nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Hallie? He said, do me a favor now. Won't you stay and keep Annie company?
Take a load off Annie, take a load for free. Take a load off Annie,
and put the load right,
put the load
on,
right on me.
you feed him when you can.
Friend and I walked away, I call on him. Oh, what a time. Tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm Church of God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. One said, I'm Jehovah Pastor. You know what I told him? I said, it don't make
happened.
phone, text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs, the future. Lawyer, doctor, anything, the future. You got some questions about some things, you just. You a king, be the king, you just. The proper comfort for the queens, if they live in feather, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. Till you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like. I'm blessed.
Anybody in here blessed?
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 I'm blessed. Wish I could feel like blessed.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. Wait, get your phone, text your people, they should act right. All the problems and your needs, the future's right. Lawyer, doctor, anything, the future's right. Got some questions about some things, you just cry. You a king, be the king, you just cry. A proper comfort for the queens, if they at night. Live in feather, see the dream, cry. Get your phone, text your people, they should. Till you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move you. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed.
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 Anybody in here blessed?
Feel like blessed.
You what you feel like?
I'm blessed. Feel you're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa. Only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Just wishes what you feel like last. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Let me know I'm blessed.
God says I'm blessed.
That ain't all.
assurance. He let me know. He let me know that he
from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Praise ye the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, he said that I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we're just excited to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 with the Turn on the Light broadcast. We just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And we do give honor to you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the Turn on the Light broadcast. We want to give honor also to Reverend Kearney, to the NFI radio staff, and to Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this glorious opportunity to illuminate the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to carry out the Great Commission beyond the four walls. So we're just grateful today. We're just thankful to God, and we pray that you all made it through the winter storm on this weekend. We pray that no one lost their power, no one everybody had adequate heat, no one was left in the cold. We didn't hear any reports of that. So we're just thankful to God for being a preserver, for being a protector and a provider for his people. So we're just grateful to God. And we did read where they were talking about another one for Friday night, but we know that things can shift and can change at any time. There is a word from the Lord on today. We do ask you to forgive us. We are kind of a little hoarse on today. Glory to God, but nevertheless, we are still here, and we're just thankful to God for allowing us to be here, to be able to come to you with today's broadcast, because we truly believe that it is a word in season. It is a word on time. It may not be for everybody, but it is a word for somebody. Glory to God. And so we're going to come from a very familiar passage of Scripture. We're going to come out of the Old Testament, the book of Psalms. We're going to pick up Psalms 34, verse number 1. We know that David made an important statement in Psalms 34 and 1 when he said, he made it personal concerning his choice, concerning his decision, concerning what he was going to do. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. One thing we have found out that this passage of Scripture, as we said, is a very familiar one. It's also one that's often quoted but seldom done. So let us be honest with ourselves. It is easy to praise God when everything is going our way or going good. However, when it seems that when we leave out of the four walls of the church, we get home, we get in trouble, we get attacked. Stuff start going sideways. Things are not going the way in which you want them to. If you think that your prayer has not been answered because it's not answered the way that you wanted it to be, if sickness hit our body, if tragedy of anything comes across our path, praising God is the last thing on our minds and the last thing that we think about. But in my studies, I found out that when we look at Psalms 34 and 1, Psalms 34 and 1 is cross-referenced in my Bible, Ephesians 5, 19 and 20, which reads that we are speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So our topic today is, in spite of it all, in the mix of it all, and through it all, I never lost my praise. In spite of it all, in spite of all that I'm going through right now, in the mix of it all, I might be in the mix of this situation and circumstance that I did not ask for, I did not see coming. Glory be to God, that I don't feel like I deserve to be in the mix of. And through it all, through all of it, I never lost my praise. You cannot lose your praise in this season And in this day and time that we are in right now, you cannot lose your praise. Why is praise so important? Well, let us look back at David. David, who was considered by God as a man after his own heart, which will fulfill all his will, Acts 13:22, David understood that his praise was not predicated upon his emotions or his circumstances, but it was based primarily on his relationship with God. He got to know why he was tending his father's sheep while he was on the backside of the mountain. You know, the God that took care of him when he talked to Saul when he was about to go out and wanted to fight the Philistine giant who had spoke evil against the God. He said he was an uncircumcised Philistine, and he told Saul, when Saul said, you cannot go out, you're not able, but he let Saul know that the God that he served was the one that gave him the strength and the power to tear apart a bear and a lion that had took one of his sheep. And he said, I know that he is the same God that will deliver me out of this Philistine giant's hand. We're talking about David was able to say these things because David knew about trouble, huh? David knew about heartache when he sinned with Bathsheba and had Uriah, her husband, killed, and she ended up pregnant, and he took her in. But the Lord sent the prophet to knock on his door to let him know that you are the man, after he told him a parable. And he let him know that because you have done this thing, you have done this sin, that the child that she's carrying is going to die. And David fasted and prayed, trying to change God's mind. But God did not change his mind. We're talking about the David who, because of the sin he committed, his own son Absalom turned against him, turned a whole kingdom almost against him. His son that he had to run from place to place, from the cave, hiding in caves and hiding in wilderness. And then that son got killed and he mourned over his son. We're talking about David that when he returned to Ziklag, glory to God, and he tried to join himself on with the Philistines when he was being chased by Saul, who he felt like was a father figure to him. But Saul became jealous of David because of the anointing on his life. He knew that David was going to take his place, and so he sought to kill David. Glory to God. But David, glory to God, tried to join on with the Philistines, and so he ended up being rejected. And when he went back to Ziklag, he found that the camp was burned and his wives and his children were taken. And if that wasn't bad enough, the men that were with him was talking about stoning him. We're talking about that David right there. He kind of a whole shot. We're talking about that David right there. Glory to God. And so David knew about trouble. David knew about heartache. David knew about death. Ah, he had experienced it firsthand with his children. David knew about all these things. And even when we look at Psalms 34, verse number 1, when he made the declaration, I will bless the Lord at all times, that his praise shall continually be in my mouth. David could make this declaration because he understood that his praise was not predicated on emotion or circumstance, as we said before. It was predicated upon the relationship that he had with God. We're talking about in spite of it all, in the mix of it all, and through it all, I never lost my praise. Ha. He knew that his praise was not contingent upon his trust. It was not contingent upon anything else. His praise showed forth his trust in the Lord. His praise was contingent upon what he had learned and knew about God. Even down to when we began to look at this particular passage of Scripture, glory to God, we knew that at this particular time, once again, David was running from Saul, and he ran into a Philistine king by the name, it said, Abimelech in some places, but it was King Achish. And in the same place, and he thought he was going to lose his life, that they would remember that he was the one that slew the giant Goliath. And so David pretended that he was a madman, and he began to scribble on the gate and began to allow spit to run from his mouth. And he said, this man is mad, and he left him alive. And so David came back and said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David went on to say further in this particular psalm, he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And he said in verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, God, he said in verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Even down to verse number 19, which is my favorite passage of scripture, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. David said, I will bless this God. This is the God. I will bless him because I know what he's capable of doing. I know what he wants to do in the lives of his people. I know that he's well able to take care of me. I know that he is the lover of my soul. I know that he is the healer of all my sicknesses and my diseases. I know all about him. I'm going to bless him at all times. Glory be to God. The most important thing about it is to originate in the heart and not become a mere outward show. Mm-hmm. It should be a daily lifestyle in the life of the believer and those that are naming the name of Christ and saying they are Christians. It should not be based upon nothing or nobody else but your relationship with God, with the Lord, the lover of your soul. When we look back at the scripture, there are some key words to pay attention to in this particular passage of scripture. Number one, like we said as we got started in this message, the word, he said, I will. And I will was denoting his personal choice, his personal belief. He was talking about what he was going to do. Glory to God. He said, I will bless. The word bless in the Old Testament is barak. The New Testament is makarios, which means blessed, fortunate, or happy. It means to kneel, ikonomahaya. It also means to be happy and content. He said, I will bless the Lord, who is the center of this, the recipient of his praise, the center of his joy, ikonomahaya. At all times, glory be to God, all is used for an emphasis. It is the whole of one's energy or interest. Oh, glory to God. And then he went on to say, his praise. We know that praise shows adoration. Praise gives thanksgiving. I will praise him. My praise shall continually mean, glory be to God, repeated frequency in the same way, regularly. It means without interruption and constantly. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory be to God. And so we're talking about today that in spite of it all, in the midst of it all, and through it all, glory be to God, I never lost my praise. Praise can be done in so many different ways. You can praise God in your offerings or your sacrifices. You can praise God with physical movements such as dancing. You can praise and shouting and with a loud voice and glory be to God. You can praise God in silence and meditation. You can praise God by giving your testimony to somebody else. We can praise God in prayer. Praise God by living a holy lifestyle. As we said earlier, that praise should be a daily part of the lifestyle of every believer and every Christian. And most importantly, we know that praise is oftentimes linked to music. Glory be to God. You can praise him with the cymbal. You can praise him with the trumpet. You can praise him with the tambourine. You can praise him with different things. Glory be to God. And I know somebody's probably saying by now, why should I praise God? What right do I have to praise God after all that I'm going through? Nobody knows what I'm experiencing. Nobody knows the mess that I'm in. Nobody knows my situation or my circumstance. Glory be to God. But one thing I do know is this, that the Bible said that let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And if you still got breath in your body, if you woke up this morning, glory be to God. He woke you up this morning, excuse me, and he started you on your way. You got activities of your limbs, and you're in your right mind. This lets me know that you've given another day of grace. You've given another day of mercy. You've given another opportunity. Glory be to God. And God will give you a strategy. He will give you instructions on what it is that you need to do to get out of the situation you're in. If you would just open up your mouth and give God praise and glory. How I know that praise works. Because when I look back at Joshua chapter 6, verse number 20, glory be to God, and it talks about when the children of Israel were going up in to possess the land that was promised to him. Because one thing about God, God is a promised keeper. And so they were going in to possess the land that had been promised to their forefathers and to their ancestors. And the word of the Lord lets us know that God gave specific instructions and a strategy. He told them to walk around Jericho for the first 6 days once. Glory be to God. And on the seventh day, it was seventh time, and on the seventh time that they came out and they shouted, I know that your praise will cause walls to fall down, invisible walls, invisible barriers that's keeping you from the promises of God, that's keeping you from moving forward in the Lord, that's keeping you from seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know for myself, from 2 Chronicles 20, verses 20 through 22, when you feel like that the enemy has got you surrounded, when you feel like that trouble is on every side and your back is up against the wall, just like Jehoshaphat, glory be to God, when all the children of Ammon and different ones came up against him, oh, they fasted and they prayed. And after they fasted and prayed, the word of the Lord came, the instruction, the strategy of God came, saying, do not bother yourself, because this battle is not yours. It belongs to me. He said the only thing they had to do was show up. And when they showed up, they said, send out Judah. We know that Judah means praise. And when they went forth, they began to say, bless the Lord that his mercy endureth forever. I know that their praise set up an ambush and set up confusion. Your praise will confuse the enemy, because when the enemy thinks that he's done enough to you, the enemy comes to wear us out. He's coming up against your faith that you say that you have in God. So he sends so many things to wear us out, to wear us down. And so when he thinks that you're crying all the time, and he's got you in a depressed state, he's got you under oppression. Glory be to God. He's got you murmuring and complaining against God. He's got you. But when you begin to open up your mouth and with praise coming forth out of your mouth, when the enemy thinks that he got you, you should be in a padded room somewhere because you done lost your mind. But instead, you giving God praise. You giving God glory. You giving God honor. It confuses the enemy, and it sets out an ambush against the enemy. He turns on him on self. Glory be to God. That's what the men did that came up against Jehoshaphat. Glory be to God. After they begin to praise the Lord, that they've turned against them own selves and they killed off their own selves. And not only did the praise get rid of the enemy, but they ended up 3 days gathering the spoil of the enemy. In spite of it all and in the mix of it all and through it all, I never lost my praise. Even down to when we look at Acts 6:25 and 26, when you're in the church and you're doing all you can to serve the Lord, you're doing it the best you can, the best that you know how, but it seems like trouble is still on every side. It seems like jealousy raises up in the church. It seems like people are against you in the church. Glory be to God, you begin to feel the pushback, especially if you are a leader in the house of God. But I like what Paul and Silas did after he cast out the spirit of divination out of this damsel that was following them day in and day out. She began to weary Paul. And the word of the Lord said that Paul cast out that spirit of divination. And her masters got mad, and they beat Paul and Silas and locked them up in jail. But the Bible says that they did not murmur. They did not complain. They did not say, woe is me. They did not say, why did this happen to me? They did not feel like this. I didn't deserve this to happen. There are a lot of Christians sitting in the house of God today that feel like if they're sick, I should not be sick. This should not happen to me. Or if they lose a loved one, this should not happen to me. I'm serving the Almighty God. Why did God let this happen to me? They're angry with God. But yet and still, we don't remember how God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe will not perish, but have everlasting life. His son that died for us, his son died so that we could live. But when it comes down to something being touched of ours, we get upset with God. We're angry with God. We're mad with God. He come to the whole shot. But the Bible says in Acts chapter 16 that the word of the Lord said that one prayed and the other was saying, sang praises. One prayed and the other was saying praises. And it was an important note that the author put in the Bible when he talked about it. He said that all the prisoners heard them. That's why we have to be very careful of what we say and what we do. We represent Christ wherever we go. We are the whole of the blood-stained banner in whatever we do, in the grocery store, in the marketplace, on the job, outside of the four walls. What are you doing outside of the four walls? But they heard them praying and praising God, and all of a sudden the foundation was shook to the point that the jail cell was open. Glory be to praise will set you free. A praise will get you out and a praise will get you through. Glory be to God. When the people that don't know the Lord see you praising God and they see your back up against the wall, they see you going through like them, but they see you praising God, they say to themselves, there's got to be something to this guy, that they will praise him like this. Your praise let God know that you trust him, that you believe in him, that you know that he is going to come to your rescue, that you know that he's got this because he's got you. Glory be to God. And he cannot lie. His word will not return unto you, on him void. That whatever he spoke concerning your life, he's still going to bring it to pass. He's still going to do it. Glory be to God. And so praise is important. We cannot lose our praise in this season and in this hour. Glory be to God. And in this season, we cannot lose our praise. Glory to God. Even down to Isaiah 63, verse 7. Glory to God. It says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. We have to mention the loving kindness of the Lord. We have to give God the praise that is due unto his name. How do I know that praise works? We're going to leave you with this. Last Tuesday, my heat went out at 3 o'clock in the morning. I called maintenance because it's supposed to have emergency maintenance supposed to come on the scene when there is an emergency. I called maintenance at 3 o'clock in the morning, and nobody answered. And so around about 4 or something, I called again. I said, maybe they need time. And, you know, they're probably asleep this time of the morning. I said, so let me call them again. And I left another message. So I got a call at about 6:15, 6:30. The young man saying, I'm on my way to another property, and the people that handle that property, they're not picking up the phone, so you may not get any heat on until about 8:30 or 9:30. Now, mind you, the heat went out at 3 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning. It was cold. That's what woke me up, and so I said to myself, the enemy wanted me to call the property management, call this one, call that one, and complain. I said, you know what, But see, I remember when I lived down in the country before I moved where I am now. Glory be to God. I lived in a house where many a winters I had to sleep with my clothes on in the bed and had heat. Because a lot of times I could look at the floor and I could see the ground through the cracks in the floor. And so I said, Lord, I know what to do to survive this. You prepared me for days such as this. So I put extra cover on my bed and I got in the middle of the bed. And my pastor was preaching that morning at 6 a.m. service. Glory be to God, via telephone conference line, and a heat came all around my body and kept me warm. But when the maintenance man did come close to 10 o'clock that morning, he said to me, I was in the shower and I was praying and praising God and rejoicing in the Lord, because he said go and in the bathroom and turn the shower on and turn the hot water on. It will heat up the bathroom, and that will help you to stay warm. And that's what I did. And so the maintenance man, when he came in, he said to me, the heat came on and went back off. And when I got fully dressed and I went out and I talked to him, and he said, when I came in this apartment, he said, I had a bad attitude. I was in a bad way. He said, but when I heard you praying and I heard the singing and the praising, he said, I told myself, wait a minute, I can't go in there like that. Glory be to God. Your praise will shift the atmosphere of wherever you are. Glory be to God. If you put a praise, you don't have to be loud. You don't have to be anything when you're amongst people. If you begin to praise God in your heart, praise him with your lips. You might praise him under your breath, but your praise can shift any atmosphere. He come number whole shot. Man said, I can't come in here like this. Wait a minute. Let me get myself together. I can't go in here like this. He said, I was in a bad way. I was in a bad attitude. I was mad, he said. But when I came in here and I heard what was going on, I began to praise the Lord. I began to change my mind. He said, because you done stayed in the cold ever since 3 in the morning, but yet you're praising God. You're not mad. You're not angry. I said, mm-mm, because God had me. Glory be to God. So we want to leave this word with you today, that in spite of it all, in the midst of it all, and through it all, I never lost my praise. That is what Tremaine Hawkins sung. She said, I never lost my hope. I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith. She said, most of all, I never lost my praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. We pray that there was a word spoken that made all the difference in your life today. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We lift your name up on high. We glorify and magnify your great name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, you have let us know that in spite of whatever we're going through, that we just give you the praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You will give us the victory. Father, we thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people. We thank you, Father, that our praise will push us into an intimate place with you, a place of worship. Glory be to God. It will cause you to get up off the throne and say, let me go see about my child. I got to give my child something. My child is calling me through the praise. He come to Mahosha. So God, we thank you and we repent, Father, of all the times that we should have praised you that we did not. Father, we ask you to put a praise on somebody's lips right now. Father, we ask you to stir up the shofar that's built on the inside of somebody's belly, that they will sound the shofar. Oh God, and you will move on their behalf. God, we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Work on me.
Yeah. is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord.
Treat every body right. in the Lord. In the Lord. You that's trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord. You got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord. Wait a minute. In the Lord. Bring it down one more time. In the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down. And he would tell him. He would say, in the Lord. Yeah. He would say, in the Lord. Yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, cry. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it? In the Lord. In the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land.
It's gorgeous music. And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch The Wave.
Thank you.
You know, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then old man Paul picked it up in Philippians 4 and 19 and said that he would supply all of our needs. That God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And all we have to do today is just go to him and ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you ask him, he will give it to you. Now, if we're going to be missionaries for Christ and messengers, we'll have to go to him. Christ gave to every one of us, to every one of us, and
Jesus.
That's where you must be.
Ah!
came in.
Yeah,
she did it for me, y'all. Yeah, she did it for me, y'all. Yeah, she did it for me, y'all. Yeah, and you did just what you said.
Religiosity, but I'm flowing with heaven's velocity, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy, no longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being free from induced conformity. I'm waking up from the pseudo reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not going to fear, this time, I'm not going away, this time, I won't run and hide, this time, I won't compromise, this time, I'm gonna love harder, this time, I'm gonna live smarter, this time, I'm gonna be even bolder, this time, this time, this time, this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm part of that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors. Dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walk in dominion. That's why I win.
Yeah. This time, I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The past and people had me undermined, the Lord. My false prayers, there were things they were told. It seemed I was a hoax for my own restored. It's with the face of how the enemy is told. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally guilt to me, your glory's revealed. The emptiness of spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love hard. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time. I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time.
Well, how many can say I...